This vehicle is made to rescue people. It gives us the platform and the ability to be able to do that safely, much more quickly than we could before. And there is no more pit of the stomach feeling than to send your team into a situation with the amount of danger that they're facing and know that they are putting their lives on the line.
That is Kevin Christman, who is, I believe, now the deputy chief, or I always forget which exact title, and he used to be the SWAT team commander. I've known him for quite some time, and that was at the unveiling of the Bearcat yesterday. Finally! Joining us now, we have Mike Wood. He's a public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back. Sir, do you second my finally?
Yeah, you know, good things come to those who wait. And to answer your question about Kevin, it's all the above. He was the SWAT commander. He is now the deputy chief. And, we've been waiting on this for a long time, not only Deputy Chief Christman, but all the SWAT commanders before him. This is something that we've needed. You know, this is a can that's been kicked down the road for 12 or 13 years. And thankfully, when Mayor Reeves got in office, he came and he looked at our situation, and he saw that plumber's van. And he didn't hem-haw around and say, this is something that maybe we can form a committee to look into, or this is something that maybe we can get done in the future. He did not hesitate. He said, this problem will be fixed. And lo and behold, it was yesterday.
Yeah, no, it really is a great day. And, you know, it has been a long time in the making. And, I want to take just a second, because we have not ever talked about this before for reasons that I think will become obvious in just a second. But I have, you know, I don't know that I coined the phrase the plumber's van, but this is the same thing we all think when we see it. It looks like an old plumber's van that's about ready to fall apart, that's like on its third plumbing company, and PPD got the luck of the draw, right, the short straw, or whatever you want to think of it. But it wasn't just that it was cosmetically unimpressive. That doesn't really matter all that much. The real issue is that this van was not safe for the SWAT people to be in when they were responding, right?
Yeah, the van is perfect for a work van. You know, a civilian contractor's van is perfect for that. But it's nowhere close to being perfect for what we were using it for, which was, you know, you got to remember, when you call the SWAT team in, it doesn't get any worse than that. The potential situation doesn't get any worse for that. This is something that could erupt into gunfire. This is where a rescue needs to be done while gunfire is in progress. And it just simply would not work. It was going to put everyone in danger. And now that problem has been solved.
And, you know, I had known this for a while, but a lot of times there are things I don't say on the air because it would interfere with the mission or it would put officers in danger. And I do want to talk about this now because I don't think people realize that the SWAT, the plumber's van, and I guess it wasn't really actually from a former plumber, you know, but when, in order to make it secure on the inside, there were these metal plates that were hung in certain parts of the van, but they were only on some parts of the van. And when the SWAT team was responding, they had to basically decide how to park the van and where to put their backs in order to be protected somewhat from somebody with a high-powered rifle who, if they happened to know the vulnerabilities of the van, would be able to take advantage of that. I don't even know that there were portholes for the guns. I don't think there were. But, like, that stuff we didn't publicize, but I mean, when we say not safe, I'm not saying you can't drive the thing. I'm saying genuinely not safe as a response and protect vehicle for the SWAT team, in the sense that the Bearcat will be, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. If you look at the old TV shows, and we talk about how they're wrong a lot, but sometimes they're right. If you remember the old show SWAT from the 70s, they were responding in a bread truck.
Right.
And back in the 70s, you know, officers were being met with gunfire from maybe a snub-nosed 38 or a shotgun. And now, fast forward to 2024, we're being met with gunfire from military weapons, from assault weapons with scopes. And we've got to be able to protect ourselves, the officers and the citizens that we serve, from incidents like that.
And you know, we talk about the SWAT team responding, but one of the things that has become obvious from some recent incidents is that, you know, these military-like vehicles serve a tremendous value in protecting downed officers, because you can basically, if you get to a scene and there's an officer that's laying on the lawn, you can park in front of the officer and protect him and let EMS or other officers get in there and get him out of there, right?
Yeah, that's one of the rescue operations or missions that this vehicle is fully capable of performing.
Yeah, so this is a very good day for safety and public response. And let's not undervalue the importance of, you know, the psychological effect of pulling up with that thing and a bad guy looks out and says, okay, here you go. I mean, that's, you know, SWAT is a lot of negotiation and patience, and, you know, showing a robust presence can have a deterrent or, surrender effect, too. Speaking of the Bearcat, you have another item on the agenda tonight for the Pensacola City Council, a new mobile command center for about $840,000, right?
Yeah, you know, the one we have now is very outdated. It is 17 years old, and it's simply not able to perform the task that we needed to perform anymore. So that, too, hopefully we're going to be able to get updated very soon.
Very good. We like that. Oh, by the way, somebody texted me and says, can they buy the plumber's van? Can they buy the old SWAT semi-tactical unit?
Yeah, you know, that vehicle will probably be put up for auction soon. I'm guessing that's what we would do with it because it does belong to the city, so it'd be auctioned off. And you know, if you look at it, it's gonna serve somebody very well for a work van.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I wanted to ask you a little bit. We have more information about this man who was arrested for the many, many church burglaries in connection with that. And we talked about this last week. The subsequent information that has come forth from this investigation is, let's just say amazing. Tell me some of the things that we have learned in the week since we had the first arrest announcement.
Well, we were able to serve a search warrant basically on his phone and find additional evidence to make sure we had the right guy. And there's no doubt it was, you know, he was doing searches before and during and after these burglaries on things like how to cut a mask out of a shirt. Where do churches keep money? Do churches have safes? What events raise money in Pensacola, Florida? Fundraising, Pensacola Ice flyers, and ways to make WIC money illegal. I'm not sure what that means, but he was
women, infants, and children. WIC money is like food stamps.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the make it illegal part.
Okay.
I don't know what he was thinking on that, but
okay.
Definitely he was looking for ways and places to take money.
I personally love the one, how do I make a mask out of a t-shirt? For a criminal to be looking, alleged criminal, to be looking stuff up online is sort of inherently funny. But that one is so... just super.
Yeah.
How do I turn underwear into a hair ponytail holder? You know, like, it's just so dumb.
Well, you can find out just about anything you want to know on the internet.
I guess you can.
Whether it works or not, I don't know. Just like he was typing in, how do I get away with church burglaries about the time we walked up on him. So, that didn't work out too well.
How do I hide in a closet while the police are searching my laptop? You know? All the things it could have been. All right.
Yeah.
We always like to end on a cop myth or a did you know. I have one for you this week, and it comes to mind only because we were talking about the old SWAT vehicle and the new Bearcat and why that's so important. But, you know, if you watch TV and movies and they have a gun battle, you see people constantly hiding behind the door of a car or hiding sideways behind the body of the car or maybe behind a tire or something like that. Car's not going to protect you from a rifle round, right? Or many even handgun rounds,
no,
right?
No, that, unless you've got the engine block between you and the person who's firing the shots, it's pretty much useless.
Right. So, so when I see, you know, like police officers, I just see so many. I see things. I'm like, they're smarter than that. they know that it's pretty much the engine block, and otherwise, you might as well be standing out in the open, right?
Exactly. Yeah, you see that a lot in the movies where cars are getting shot up and the person inside is just fine. And it doesn't work that way. Unfortunately, with the old van, we never had to find out.
Thank God. Genuinely, thank God we never had to find out. Mike Wood is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for doing what you do. And of course, anytime you get, please communicate to your officers how much I appreciate everything that they do.
I'll do it. Thank you.